The Supreme Court ruling on homosexual unions is yet another attack on the Christian roots of American society and on American jurisprudence. It's the diabolical work of powerful Jewish organizations, along with a horde of Jewish-led LGBT groups, such as the HRC, usually funded by the Duberstein Group, and FLAG, led by Rabbi David Horowitz. Indeed, Jewry, with the Jewish-led and funded ACLU at the forefront, has been pushing the homosexual agenda from start to finish, resulting in the dismantling of the moral underpinnings of our country's legal system.
The federal government still engages in discrimination against people who are married, but to partners of the same sex. And the good news about that, at least, is that the New York Civil Liberties Union and the ACLU are working hard to challenge the Defense of Marriage Act.
It all started when Jewish lesbians Edith Windsor and Thea Speier from Manhattan got legally married in Toronto in 2007 and then moved back to New York.
I wanted to tell you what marriage meant to me. It's kind of crazy. We lived together for 40 years. We were engaged with the circle diamond pin because I wouldn't wear a ring because I was still in the closet. Okay. I am today an out lesbian, okay, who just sued the United States of America.
In 2009, Speier died, leaving Windsor an estate of over $4 million. Windsor had to pay the IRS $350,000 since she couldn't claim federal exemptions due to the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, which barred same-sex couples from receiving federal marriage benefits. So in 2010, Windsor hired Jewish lesbian and lawyer Roberta Kaplan and filed a complaint at a U.S. District Court in New York, challenging DOMA as unconstitutional.
So overwhelmed with a sense of injustice and unfairness, I decided to bring the lawsuit against the government to get my money back. Robbie Kaplan answered my plea and took me on, along with James Essex of the ACLU, who joined us right up front, convincing the Obama administration to change its mind and no longer defend the constitutionality of DOMA.
Then in 2011, Holder released a statement with regard to Windsor's lawsuit, abdicating the Obama administration's responsibility to defend DOMA's Section 3, which bars same-sex couples from receiving federal benefits. Mr. Holder most certainly is not an unbiased jurist when it comes to this issue.
Our nation has made great strides on the road to LGBT equality. We can take pride in the fact that early last year, President Obama and I directed Justice Department attorneys not to defend the constitutionality of Section 3 of the Defense of Marriage Act.
Soon a bipartisan legal advisory group, FLAG, hired by House Speaker Boehner, took up DOMA's constitutional defense. Flurries of motions were then filed by all the interested and conflicting parties. But when Windsor received judgment in her favor in 2012 and granted a refund, Holder and a horde of Jewish organizations pushed to keep the case alive, even though it should have ended right there. And although their arguments dealt ostensibly with jurisdiction and standing, their design was to get the broadest application possible of the striking down of DOMA, and they got it. For after an affirmation by an appellate court of the lower court's ruling, Holder's diabolical strategy was to paradoxically enforce DOMA, thus preventing the IRS from refunding Windsor so that the case could be shoehorned into the Supreme Court for a slam dunk. Using as props at the gay pride dinner at the White House on June 13th, the daughters of lesbian couple Laura Weiss and Nora Wynn, Obama pumped up his homosexual admirers for a big win at America's highest bench.
We asked the president for his support of gay marriage because we have...
With the ADL and its coalition of Jewish organizations filing an amicus brief with the court, and with four LGBT rights-friendly Jews on the bench, Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, Kagan, an alleged lesbian herself, and the proven same-sex advocate Kennedy, Jewry succeeded in getting DOMA struck down. Windsor and her tribe now got their third day in court.
The Supreme Court has announced its decision in Windsor versus the United States, and we won everything we asked and hoped for. Wow.
Oh, wow. This is a complete skewing of judicial temperament. For while avoiding discussion of the rational applications for the legislation of DOMA, the ruling stated that Article 3 of DOMA was motivated by moral animus toward homosexual couples, and on that basis struck it down. This is not legal jargon, my friends. This is an attack on the moral underpinnings of legal writ in America by the Supreme Court itself. Once the moral component of American law is extricated, then charges against those who steal, bribe, blackmail, cheat, and even commit murder can be dropped on grounds that a moral animus is motivating the charges. But what's even more insidious is that the Jewish influence bar of justice of Jumerica has set itself up as an arbiter of divine prerogative. The dignity of marriage was divinely instituted at the creation of the first man and first woman for the flourishing and well-ordering of the human race. But when America's highest bench decided that, quote, equal dignity of same-sex marriages is conferred by the states in the exercise of sovereign power, unquote, it blasphemously implied that the state has the same divine powers as God. Indeed, divine powers in opposition to God. How will this all play out for the church? Will true Christians defending legitimate marriage, who are now looked upon as bearing a moral animus towards those who engage in homosexual deviant sexual behavior, be singled out as enemies of the state because they hold a contrary view? We must not be put on the defensive. Obama and his Jewish enablers have shown themselves to be the enemies of Christ. And if they are the enemies of Christ, which they are, they're the enemies of his servants as well. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. My fellow Christians, our martyrdom has only just begun.